Good morning, Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Buy a beer. Walk through closet doors and roam all over Coliseum floors. I stepped on stage at Live Aid. All the people gave and the poor got paid. And out of speakers, I did speak. I wore my
morning, everyone. We're here for Public Forum. Public Forum is an opportunity for the public to get up and speak about anything they'd like to discuss. I didn't hear a second.
Are you talking about for discussion?
I just can't handle this talking off the mic like a child. It's on and on and on and on and on. And this is what I'm getting at. Obviously, tensions are high, and I'm a little fired up this morning. More than normal, okay? But it's because it's cheap talk.
This is Commissioner Colton Wright at the Santa Rosa County Commission meeting. It took place last week while I was on vacation. Hadn't had a chance to cover it. I know our news department had covered this somewhat as well. This absurd, ridiculous virtue signaling resolution that James Calkins wanted to put on there to say illegal immigration bad, legal immigration good. But what I really mean is illegal immigration. Vote for me because I don't like illegals. I'm tough on the border in Santa Rosa County. I mean, it's so absurd. Lots of drama surrounding this, and very entertaining, but also a good example of good and bad governance. Because here you had, the virtue signaler in chief, James Calkins, trying to prove how conservative he is and trying to make it look like the other conservatives, like the actual conservatives on the board, who understand political theory and philosophy and civics and the role of government and what a state and what a county should be doing and, what a state and a county should not be doing. And they're trying to tell him, what are you doing, man? This is ridiculous. And in an election year, Colton Wright, for example, but also just frustrated with the personality. Can't shut his mouth, can't stop talking, can't stop interrupting and behaving like a child. And they're at their wit's end with him. And I understand this. Wasting all this staff time, hours and hours, every time he brings up one of these absurd things, nothing ever comes of it of any substance. And in the meanwhile, we're wasting very valuable staff time having to be at these meetings, and other stuff isn't getting done as a result.
You have made an effort, Mr. Chairman, to try to provide a solution. And I 100% understand and support your efforts.
Sam Parker trying to do something a little more productive.
James, if you can't shut your mouth, if you just go ahead and key the mic every time you're going to say something. Just go ahead. Because you might as well.
Breaking the sunshine law when you're talking out of the mic.
Yeah, that's an interesting one, breaking the sunshine law because your words are not on record when you're talking off the mic. That's an interesting allegation. That's a problem in Escambia County, too, is commissioners talking off the mic between each other. That is, if you ask me, my citizen's opinion, that is a sunshine law violation. It's certainly bad decorum.
But a commissioner item on the front is going to dominate the whole day. It's going to dominate the news cycle. It's going to dominate Facebook. And it's only done for that one individual's benefit. It's not done for the benefit of anyone in this audience, not done for the benefit of anyone watching, not a single Santa Rosa County citizen. It's not done for anyone's benefit but his. And his political desires and the hunger for power, and I'm just over it. If I don't get elected, God be it. God, whatever. I've got more character and integrity than this kind of stuff. I can't do it. I've told you time and time again that you keep pushing too far and you're not a man of honor. And that's a fact.
I can't disagree with any of that.
What is the difference? You're saying that this is political show. What is the difference with what you're trying to do? It's the same thing. This is a clear resolution. You're saying this is all political theater. That's what you're saying. Well, then what you're doing is the same thing. So.
No, please.
It's not political theater to explain to the weirdo on the board that what you're doing is all political theater. That's the only appropriate response.
The people want a resolution to basically say that Santa Rosa County, Florida does not welcome illegal aliens. And you know what we got? We got a majority of this board saying that they welcome illegal aliens.
Oh my God.
That's what's going on here. That's why they don't want to vote for this. Because the truth is.
What is the truth?
He just kind of got himself up on that hill and didn't know where to go from there, right? All right, 5:15 here, or sorry, 8:15 here on News Radio Pensacola. I'm Andrew McKay. John Pickens has got traffic on the fives.
That's right, Highway 29 and I-10 eastbound. Yeah, we've got an accident there with no road blockage, but we're seeing some delays on the north side of Highway 29, I-10, I-110 flowing very smoothly right now. Seeing some minor delays on 9th, Davis and Olive Road. That traffic's backed up way past the hospital, so be aware of that. Other than that, I'm John Pickens with traffic on the 5.
Thanks so much, John. Back to the County Commission discussing this issue.
Okay,
Mr. Chairman, you are in control of this board. These people out here need to be quiet when y'all are speaking. But when they speak, we need to be quiet and listen. But you are in control, and you need to control all of us up here. Please step up and tell us if we're in the wrong to be quiet. Please,
sir. I'm going to have y'all sign waivers that let me slap somebody in the mouth because I don't really know what else to do sometimes.
That's the cop in him coming out, you know, I think a little bit.
We live in the most conservative county in Florida, and the fact that we have opposition to saying that illegal aliens aren't welcome in Santa Rosa County is stunning.
It's not stunning. It's a political stunt that you were trying to pull, and you got called on it. And everybody knows it. That's why nobody got up and said anything in favor of this from the public. They all tried to explain to you the chaos you're causing, the out-of-your-lane governance, the ridiculous nature of it. And by the way, the disruption that you caused to a whole community of Hispanic citizens who had to show up and explain to you that when you make this drama, you make problems for them. I mean, I haven't really played the clips from them, but they were very compelling about the trouble that is caused to them by the constant harping on illegal immigration when they are born in America citizens or naturalized citizens and get told things like go back home because they have a Spanish accent or they speak in Spanish, which you're allowed to do in America, or when they're going to the mailbox. I mean, he is contributing to that too. A hateful, conflict-centered, irrelevant controversy. And by the way, when I talk about understanding government, this is... So we get all done with this. Sam Parker provided a kind of a little bit of an adjustment to it. They wound up, they're going to vote it down anyway. But I want you to hear this because when I say who doesn't understand their job, doesn't understand how government works, doesn't understand the basic machinery of the Board of County Commissioners, listen to this. This is fascinating.
Those in favor of that motion signify by raising your right hand. All those opposed, like sign. All right, the motion fails. Okay.
Mr. Chair, can I table it?
What? Say it again.
Am I able to, can I make a motion to table the...
No.
No, it already got voted down. Commissioner Wright.
Oh, my God. You can't table an item after it's been voted on. You lost. Oh, my God. One of the most basic rules of order in a government meeting is once you vote on an item, you can't then table it because you feel like you've either are about to lose or you already have lost. He literally asked it. I mean, I don't even know what to say. It's so I'll just mention briefly that we do have an election coming. You do what you want. You know, he thinks you care about this stuff. He thinks that if he works on these issues and gets you worked up, and the Republican primary and the Republican voters are going to go to the polls and they're going to think, boy, that James Calkins, he's tough on immigration. I'm going to vote for him. He thinks you're that dumb. He does. So the election will tell us. You know, what do you really think? There are two people running against him in the Republican primary, Rhett Rowell and Jerry Cooey. Elections have consequences. 437-1620. I'm Andrew McKay.
In 1971, the Blue Angels celebrated their silver anniversary. It had been 25 years since Butch Forrest and his men flew the very first flight demonstration of the Blue Angels. With war raging in Vietnam, the Blue Angels went on a six-week deployment to the Far East. Their crossing of the Pacific Ocean was made possible by air-to-air refueling of the jets. They performed 11 air shows in Korea, Taiwan, Japan, Guam, and the Philippines. Upon their return to the United States, they held a postseason reunion show with the Air Force Thunderbirds at Nellis Air Force Base in Nevada. Undeniably, the worst year for the Blue Angels was 1973, when accidents plagued the team all season. The troubles began when winter training was interrupted by a mid-air collision of three of the four Diamond demonstration planes at El Centro. Although all three pilots ejected safely, Commander Donald Bentley, who flew the number one jet, was hospitalized with a back injury and could not continue with the Blues. Lieutenant Commander Skip Umstead, who had flown solo for the team from 1970 to 1972, was called back to lead the team. Training was resumed, and soon the Blue Angels were ready to fly. After eight stateside performances, the Blue Angels headed across the Atlantic on a four-week tour of Europe. Their 14 shows were flown throughout England, France, Spain, Italy, Turkey, and Iran. Less than 3 weeks after their return to the United States, an accident would claim a plane, but not the pilot. At a show in Lake Charles, Louisiana, Lieutenant Steve Lambert was flying an inverted pass in his No. 5 jet about 100 feet above the runway. He suddenly lost power, but was able to flip his plane right side up before it hit the ground and bounced off the runway. He ejected moments before the plane burst into flames. 3 weeks later, while performing arrival maneuvers over the flight line in Lakehurst, New Jersey, two planes collided and Lieutenant Commander Umstead was killed along with two other Blue Angels, slot pilot Captain Mike Murphy and crew chief Ronald Thomas. As a result of that accident, the remaining 4 months of the season were canceled. An investigation was launched, and some high-ranking officials were calling for the total abolition of the team. But after several months of deliberation, the decision was made to continue with the Blue Angels, this time as a full Navy squadron. The main reason given was the great importance the Navy placed on the Blue Angels' mission. I'll be back with more after this.
If you're a firearm enthusiast and you're looking to add performance to your firearm, you need to check out Jim's Firearms. Whether it's for competition, hunting, or home defense, Jim's Firearms has got you covered. Customize your firearm with lights, lasers, optics, sights, grips, or suppressors. Make it uniquely yours. Visit Jim's Firearms at the corner of Blue Angel and Sorrento near the back gate of NAS or find them online at jimsfirearms.net. Jim's Firearms, your one-stop shop for all your firearm needs and your source for specialty firearms.
The Blue Angels team says goodbye to the F-4 Phantom, and the Blue Angels squadron says hello to the A-4 Skyhawk in the next chapter of News Radio's History of the Blue Angels.
God bless America, land that I love. Hello, this is Mary with Howard Young Flooring located at 4333 Avalon Boulevard in Milton. From all of us at Howard Young Flooring, we would like to take this opportunity to wish you and your family a very happy and blessed Independence Day. Many of us will surround ourselves with family, cookouts, swimming, and fireworks. What a fun day. Celebrate freedom and celebrate safely. God bless.
2017. Congressman Matt Gaetz forms a close friendship with future convicted sex trafficker Joel Greenberg, who says they had a unique synergy. Greenberg reportedly uses a sugar daddy app to find college girls and pays for sex on the congressman's behalf. That's a close friendship with the real Matt Gaetz. Florida Patriots PAC paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising, not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. FloridaPatriotsPAC.com.
It's News Radio Pensacola on 92.3, 95.3, AM 1620, the website, the app, or your smart device. It's news on your terms.
That's it, man. Game over, man. It's game over.
Good stuff and not my singing of it. Oh, there it is. should have. I was willing to, and I actually get heard by everybody. 824 here on News Radio Pensacola. I'm Andrew McKay. It's the Pensacola Morning News. What in the world is a hobby horse championship? Oh, I'll tell you. You will not believe this. This is the most amazing thing. John Pickens has got traffic on the fives.
That's right. Brought to you by the National Hot Tub Expo. Spectacular savings at the 4th of July Hot Tub and Swim Spa Expo. Pensacola Interstate Fairgrounds, Thursday through Sunday. That's FloridaHotTubExpo.com. I-10, I-110 flowing very smoothly right now. We just got one accident to let you know about. That's Highway 29. And I-10 eastbound exit, so just be aware of that. Other than that, traffic's looking good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the 5.
Thanks so much, John. If you're 64, turn to 65, or you're retiring and you're going to have to change over to Medicare, and you might produce a little apprehension in you, and you might be wondering, what is this all about? What's supplement? What's Advantage? What's Medicaid? Does that apply to me? I don't know. What about prescription drugs? Calm. It's going to be fine. I know you've probably been getting phone calls. You've probably been getting emails or letters, you know, stressing you out about this. It's actually very easy. I've got a good friend I've known for as long as we've lived here, Ricky Stewart. Her whole family does insurance. She does this one slice of helping people like you. I know many of our other listeners have talked to her already and worked on this, and it's very easy. Give her a call. She'll sit down with you, answer your questions, and get you switched over to Medicare. Very easy. 341-2185. You can give her a call or look her up online, Ricky Stewart. Insurance. Okay, this might be the I don't even know what to do with this, but I saw it popped up somehow in one of my feeds, and it was the Finnish, as in Finland, hobby horse championships. You know what a hobby horse is? That's the little plastic horse head with a pole that you would pretend to ride around holding it between
when
your legs.
Were a kid.
Yeah, exactly. I kid you not. Uh-oh. There's an actual thing. It's a sport in Finland where people put up like dressage jumping kind of bars and performance like a horse, you know,
right?
Course. And then they put the hobby horse between their legs and then they go and prance between the obstacles and jump over them.
Wow. They must be bored.
Actual real competition that people take seriously, and it's so big that they were actually considering it as a potential event for the Paris Olympics.
Well, that's
year.
What I was just about
they
to
were,
ask. Is it?
It was actually one of the contenders as a possible add-in sport for the Paris Olympics this year. And and they do the prancing, and they do the, you know, just standing side by side and doing the kind of slight shuffle, like all the things you'd see a horse do.
Right.
The humans do. With a hobby horse, and it's apparently very popular with the young girls. I don't see a lot of boys doing this, but I'm watching the videos thinking, what?
What?
I don't want to make fun of something that people are enjoying and getting physical activity and supporting each other. But
why?
But also, what the? Really? So, if you don't believe me, go online and look up Hobby Horse Championships on YouTube, and then you discover what you discover, and you let me know what you think.
Oh, boy.
David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Well, Robert F. Kennedy Jr. defending himself against allegations of sexual assault by a former babysitter. Those allegations are being reported in a new Vanity Fair article. They claim that RFK assaulted a woman at his home in 1998. Kennedy responded in a podcast yesterday that the claim was garbage and a recycled 30-year-old story. He then said that he's, quote, not a church boy, and said he has enough skeletons in his closet. If they could all vote, he would run for king of the world.
Can I just tell you, when you were first going through this story, I'm thinking, what, like when he was eight? Like when, like
you know,
when
I'm
he was a kid, one of his babysitters, you know? And then like, oh.
Right,
oh,
yeah.
I see. All right. Go on then.
Millions of travelers are in transit ahead of the 4th of July. The TSA says one of their biggest challenges over the holidays is apparently intercepting weapons that people are bringing into airports. The FAA says the flight cancellation rate right now is as low as it's been in about a decade. And LeBron James will be staying with the Los Angeles Lakers. According to The Atlantic, he's planning now to sign a new two-year, $104 million contract. That would make him the oldest active player in the NBA at 39. And, of course, this comes just a day after the news broke that his son, Bronny, signed a two-year deal with the Lakers.
Bronny puts on a Lakers uniform, and so LeBron's going to stay, right? Which is I'm sure why they drafted him in the first place,
it
right?
It will be very interesting.
Absolutely. All right, David, thanks so much for the update. 829 on News Radio Pensacola. Somebody texts in and says about the Hobby Horse Championship, shut the front door. Yeah, no, that's a real thing. No. Somebody else says Hobby Horse Championships are like synchronized swimming where someone needs a life vest. Or just synchronized swimming without a pool.
Right.
You know,
you're right.
And they said, look up the Martin Short synchronized swimming on Saturday Night Live. No, that was a classic.
Oh, my
That's
goodness,
fantastic.
Yes.
Watch 100.
Yeah, somebody else says, what's weird is when they do the show prance with the hobby horses between their legs. Right. That's what I'm watching. I'm like,
I know.
They're walking. But look, it's sort of like the horse show version of lip sync contests or air guitar, right? I mean, isn't that pretty much the analog here?
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. President Biden offers an explanation, he says, not an excuse for his poor debate performance last week.
President Biden told supporters at a Virginia fundraiser his back-to-back trips to Europe played a part in his debate performance last week, telling the group, I didn't listen to my staff and came back and nearly fell asleep on stage.
Fox's Jared Halpern. The president meets with a group of concerned Democratic state governors this evening. A 10-year-old boy dies hiking in Phoenix, Arizona after getting overheated.
The young boy was hiking with family, the group visiting the valley from out of town, the group spending close to 5 hours out on the trail while temperatures surpassed 110 degrees.
It's Kenzie Beach with Fox 10 Phoenix. Private employers added 150,000 jobs last month, according to the payroll processing company ADP. That's the fewest since January. The Labor Department reports new unemployment claims are up slightly. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning. It's 8:31 at News Radio Pensacola. I'm David Wayne. It is still raining this morning, 79 degrees here in Pensacola. Two teenagers have been arrested for the fatal shooting of a 17-year-old girl in Montclair last month. 16-year-old Glenn Janes III is charged with negligent manslaughter and tampering with evidence. 18-year-old Michael Falater is charged with accessory after the fact on those same charges. This comes after Kyanne Thompson was shot in the head June 3rd at a home on Montclair Road. Investigators say Thompson was shot while lying on a mattress. According to reports, witnesses told deputies Janes was playing with a gun when it went off. After the shooting, Janes, Falater, and another witness reportedly burned a pillow that was taken from that scene and also threw the victim's phone into a random yard. Pensacola police say a man died yesterday after shooting himself in the head. This was during a traffic stop near downtown. It was reported shortly after 4 p.m. at Cervantes and L Streets. PPD says the man was pulled over by a PPD officer and then shot himself. He was taken to a hospital where he was pronounced dead. Well, veterans and transitioning military members have their own set of challenges when they're moving into civilian careers.
To, you know, relearn your communication, you have to relearn your mannerisms, like, you have to find your lane, essentially. Mm. Like in the military, it's given to you, whereas a civilian, that's not the case.
That is Elizabeth Marino from career source Escarosa, and that's why they're holding a job fair specifically aimed at veterans and transitioning military members tomorrow. That's going to be held from 10 a.m. until 2 p.m. at the Santa Rosa Auditorium. More than 30 employers specifically interested in hiring from the military community will be in attendance. Well, Hurricane Beryl continuing to churn across the Caribbean right now. As of the latest update, the National Hurricane Center in Miami said Beryl was a Category 4 storm with 145-mile-an-hour winds. The storm is expected to hit Jamaica here today and approach the Cayman Islands tomorrow and Yucatan Peninsula of Mexico on Thursday night. They do say the storm may weaken a bit, but it's still expected to be a near-major hurricane status when it hits the Central Caribbean. Speaking of Beryl, people trying to escape the storm arriving in Florida yesterday. Hundreds of evacuees from Jamaica landed at the Fort Lauderdale-Hollywood International Airport. One evacuee said he couldn't sleep the night before because he was worried he wouldn't be able to get out in time. Well, people around the state that need access to a birth or death certificate dealing with a little bit of inconvenience right now. The Florida Department of Health says they've been having server issues, and this has been ongoing for about a week. The department originally expected the outage to last only a few hours as they were doing storage migration. Right now, there's no word on why that system is still down or if it'll be fixed anytime soon. But in the meantime, birth and death certificates cannot be accessed online. It's 8:35. News Radio Pensacola, John Pickens has a look at our traffic on the fives.
That's right. If you're on Highway 29 right around the I-10 exit, we've got a vehicle crash. It's off to the side of the road. No road blockage, but I'm seeing some delays in the north and southbound lanes. I-10, I-110 flowing smoothly once again. Traffic's looking good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
We do have another heat advisory in place for today as temperatures warm up near 90 degrees, feeling more like the triple digits. 60% chance of some showers and thunderstorms through the morning and afternoon. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 78. For Thursday, 40% chance of rain for that 4th of July forecast. We'll have plenty of sunshine mixed in, high near 94. Thursday night, temperatures dropping near 78. Any rain should subside for fireworks. For Friday, mostly sunny skies with a 30% chance of rain, high near 93. Stay connected to Channel 3 News First Warning Weather Team. Download the WEARTV Weather app. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
And right now it is 79 degrees across the area, still seeing some rain. Your money now this morning. Markets are up just by a little bit, though. The Dow's up 40 points at 39,372. S&P up just under 4 points at 55,12. The NASDAQ up 3 points at 18,31. Our 10-year bond rate down slightly, 4.4% this morning. Gold price is up $26.70 at $23.60.10. Silver price is up just over a buck, $30.67 this morning. Crypto is down. Bitcoin's down over $1,600 at $62.40.36. The rest of the crypto market following suit and is all down as well. Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell says the U.S. is starting to make progress on inflation during a panel discussion at a conference in Portugal. Powell said that he is satisfied with progress on inflation over the last year, but he wants to see more progress before cutting interest rates. And there's a new report out that says investors are pouring billions of dollars into AI startups right now. PitchBook is a platform that keeps track of tech companies, new tech companies specifically, and they say while many have gone out of business over the last few years, the AI boom is stronger than ever. It says investors have poured over $27 billion into American AI startups from April until June, accounting for nearly half of all U.S. startup funding for that time period. It's 8:37, your next news at 9 o'clock. We have breaking news anytime it happens. I'm David Wayne, News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable.
When you were 18, you spent your spring break in Cancun. The party was legendary, and you speak of it often, even though you don't remember half of it. The geeky kid who sat across from you in math class stayed home, practicing calculus. You made fun of her. A lot. That is, until last year, when you owed the IRS a lot of money and called the certified public accountants at Benakis & Associates. And she answered the phone. Who's laughing now? The number crunchers at Benakis & Associates live and breathe accounting and tax preparation. It's practically in their DNA. When you need to know what the heck a Form 656-PPV is, call Benakis & Associates. When you need a QuickBooks Pro advisor, call Benakis & Associates. When you need someone who practices long division for fun, call Benakis & Associates. Now in the historic district on 120 South Alkanes and online at flacpas.com. Benakis & Associates. Leave the numbers to the experts.
Hi, this is Earl Ron. New South Window knows how unpredictable coastal weather can be. And that's why our windows and doors are designed to take on severe hurricanes and the most intense heat. They're built and installed by us, meaning better value and a lifetime guarantee for you. Give your family security that lasts a lifetime. And get New South proud.
Buy two of our products and get the third free. Visit NewSouthWindow.com.
Stop by their Pensacola showroom to see their products in action.
Join the Great Southern Restaurant Group, home to the Fish House, Atlas Oyster House, Jackson's, Angelina's, and Five Sisters, today on the Pensacola Expert Panel at 9. They'll be talking about 4th of July, Summer Restaurant Week, Bastille Day, Atlas Beverage Class, and so much more. That's all today at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel with Great Southern Restaurants. The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
Ready for intelligent and thought-provoking conversation? Tune in to The Guy Benson Show on News Radio Pensacola. Weekdays from 2 till 4 p.m. on 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. Guy Benson, the brilliant and charismatic host, brings you a fresh perspective on the biggest stories of the day. Guy keeps you engaged and informed. Don't miss out on the intellectual thrill ride. Tune in to The Guy Benson Show on News Radio Pensacola from 2 till 4 p.m. It's the show that'll challenge your thinking and leave you wanting more on News Radio Pensacola.
Everybody was kung fu fighting.
I admire your deductive processes.
Ooh, yeah. I'm gonna have to go ahead and sort of disagree with you there.
Oh, idiot.
Food fight!
Gentlemen, you can't fight in here. This is the war room.
This conversation can serve no purpose anymore. Goodbye.
So today is more of a how do you do it sort of a question, okay? 437-1620, frivolous question of the day is, when you're working, let's say, doing your normal, whether it's job stuff or just working on stuff, whatever, what are you listening to? And here's what I mean by that. When I thought about this last night when I was prepping the show, and I don't enjoy silence. I'm not a silence person. I'm a noise person. So when I'm prepping, like when I'm looking over the internet and I'm reading, okay, I like to have something going on in the background, in my head. And so I will typically be listening to music, okay, is very common. I used to always study to music, you know, no problem. Yeah. I will also sometimes be listening to baseball games. Because it's summer, my Cardinals are playing, and I'll listen to baseball games. Because to me, a baseball game can be background noise. To me, actually, the baseball game is kind of like the soundtrack to summer. It's a line I borrowed from Joe Buck. I think he's exactly right. The person you know as your announcer is like your summer soundtrack. Mm-hmm. You're just that's what's going on all summer long, and you know, so it's soothing to me to have a baseball game playing in the background, even if I'm not really paying attention. I catch the highlight moments, whatever. But sometimes, like I was reading Supreme Court opinions this week,
right?
And I can't listen to like a county board meeting, which I sometimes will listen to a meeting like DeSantis. I'll listen to DeSantis or DC Reeves while they're doing the press conference, and then I'll be reading the internet too. I'll be multitasking like that. But if I gotta really pay attention to something, I can't have somebody talking in the background,
right?
And even music, I find that distracting. So or baseball game, I'll just go to silence. So when I'm reading the Supreme Court opinions, I got to go to silence. But I know I'm not like everybody, so I'm curious. 437-1620. When you're working, you know, doing whatever it is that you do, okay, do you prefer to have silence? Do you prefer to have music? If so, what type? Does it matter, you know, what type? Or do you like to have talk on? Do you like to, you know, am I on in the background? If I'm on the background right now, you're like, wait, what's he asking? I don't know. It's kind of weird. It's sort of meta. He's asking me whether he's on in the background, but he is on in the background, and then I'm paying attention. I'm so confused by this. Okay, so 437-1620, 437-1620. Oh, I got my favorite text of my entire life just came in. You ready?
What?
Ready, John?
Yes.
Best text ever. I listen to this station 24/7.
Oh,
you're the best. You. Thank you, Kim. You're the best. 437-1620. John, what do you, when you're, like, if I'm ever out in the yard working, I absolutely have something going on. I'm listening to something. If I'm cooking, I'm listening to typically meetings.
Right.
But I'm thinking more like when you're paying attention to something, like when you're reading or doing that kind of intellectual work. What do you like?
I like music.
Okay.
Because I can have that distraction in the background, but mm-hmm. still be able to focus. I did that all through college,
mm-hmm.
and it worked, and still do it now.
Some people can't.
Right,
some
people can't.
And I think it depends on the complexity of the material. But I used to always have, I mean, I would watch TV and do math homework.
Mm-hmm.
It didn't bother me at all, but math came easy to me.
Right.
You know, reading philosophy in college, you know, a little less obvious, and sometimes I needed silence to pay attention, like Supreme Court opinions. But so you like music as the background.
Yes.
Yeah. And some bands are better. Some music is better.
Right, exactly.
You know, some is more engaging to me, but I kind of like to be enjoying the music and reading CBS News or whatever the PNJ, you know? 437-1620, 437-1620. Somebody here says, classical music or talk radio. I miss Rush. Oh, a lot of people miss Rush Limbaugh. Classical music. Yeah, classical is one that it will distract you less.
But I don't know.
In a sense, though, classical music requires you to pay attention more.
It does.
Than just, you know, modern music. Typically it does. That was actually one of the arguments made by the book Alan Bloom, The Closing of the American Mind. As he said, the problem is all of these, you know, rock aficionados who don't know classical music and don't know how to pay attention and invest and take the time it takes to build. It's just instant gratification. It's like, anyway, there's a long conversation about the impact of different kinds of music and what it has on your mental development. Somebody here says New Orleans jazz. I suppose if I could endure jazz, then I would probably endure New Orleans jazz.
Yeah.
But I can't endure jazz under any circumstances. And I have tried. 437-1620. Somebody says in all caps, which is ironic, silence. You can't scream silence,
no,
sir.
No, you can't.
It's inappropriate.
You're screaming silence. Okay.
Somebody says, I have you on in the background. 1620 is always on in the background. I love that. Somebody says, either radio on 92.3 or Prime Music. Okay, I appreciate that. John's got traffic on the fives. Question of the day, by the way, is, you know, what do you have on in the background while you're working? Silence, music, noise, talk, whatever. John?
That's right. If you're at Highway 29 and I-10, we still got that vehicle crash we're dealing with. It's in the clearing stages. No road blockage, but I'm starting to see delays there. Also, I-10, I-110 flowing smoothly. Everything else looks good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the 5.
Thanks so much, John. If you're considering buying a next vehicle, might I recommend Frontier Motors? I don't need your permission. I'm going to do it anyway. so rude. How rude. No, but Frontier Motors is great. And you hear me talking about them all the time. You hear Dave Ramsey talking about them all the time. And why? Because they're great. Why do you see so many license plate frames and bumper stickers around town? Because they're great. Like, we went there because they had a car. Nobody else had this car. We wanted to test drive a car. We wound up buying the car because they had it, and it was great, and the deal was fantastic. But it was all the other stuff. Like, you know, when you buy something, I don't want to tell you what it is, but it's cool, okay? They give you something that's cool. And then afterwards, they follow up with you to see if you're happy. And like 6 months, even a year after we bought the car, they called and asked, is everything okay? And they replaced one of the physical keys, didn't work. The fob was fine. The key, they replaced it on them, no charge, a year after we bought the car from a used car dealer. Who does that? Well, Frontier does that because they want you to be happy, because they don't want to sell you one car and then never see you again. They want to sell you all the rest of the cars you're ever going to buy. And why would I go anywhere else where that's the kind of service and that's how they stand behind their good quality used cars? Frontier Motors, serving the Pensacola community for more than 25 years. Behind the Big Buffalo on Beverly Parkway. Be sure to tell them Andrew McKay says hi. All right, back to the question of the day, frivolous topic, which is tell me what you like to have going on in the background when you're thinking, focusing, doing, you know, mind work, so to speak. Do you like silence? Do you like music? Do you like talk or news or TV or, I don't know, a box fan going? You know, I don't know what you like. 437-1620. Somebody says, I like talk radio in the background or CCM, contemporary Christian music. In my work, I listen to this station, but outside, I listen to 90s skating rink music. Oh, nice. I like that.
There
All right,
you go.
I get that. Let's see. Somebody says, Dan Patrick on ESPN. Okay, and watch it while working at the home office and listen to a lot of the PGA Tour radio. And, of course, love your morning show. Thank you. You're very kind. I'm a home theater installer. All I can hear is the husband and wife arguing over how high the TV needs to be so the garland can be displayed during Christmas.
Oh my goodness. Wow.
Oh, that's funny. Listen to 92.3 and 1620. Music puts me to sleep while driving. Oh, same.
Really?
If you're tired on the road, and I, you know, when you're tired, you got to try some different things. Okay.
Right.
Sometimes I'll listen to a sermon podcast or, you know, just a podcast or, you know, radio or meetings. I listen to a lot of county commission and, you know, baseball games, that kind of stuff. But sometimes you just need to break it up. Sometimes music, especially if it's good music, can get you singing. And, you know, that's wake you up time instead of the other thing. And silence is the worst on the road.
Oh, that is.
Yeah. Cause all you hear is the road noise, and that'll put you up just real fast if you're tired. Let's see, 437-1620. You called my confusion. Background? What? Now I have to chime in. That's That's right. Let's see. Retired now, but when I was working, no music. Now working around the home, I listen to 80s music. Somebody else says, of course I listen to you, Andrew. Sheesh.
Oh, listen to all the sweet comments
all the kindness.
Today.
Yeah, you know, you guys are the best. I listen to y'all in the morning and switch over to another station for a little while so I can get the other side of the story. I understand. A good alternative sources. I appreciate that. I've been a musician for 66 years and have been so many times sloshing around in my head 24/7 that I don't need any other background noise going on. I am my own noise. I like that.
Yeah.
They call it background noise for a reason. It's noise. It's a distraction. Oh, interesting. And again, I think an argument can be made that high attention intellectual behavior, silence is better. Maybe some music might work, but I know from this week, from reading Supreme Court opinions, that I just have to turn everything off and focus because it's not written for a sixth grade level.
No,
you know,
it's not.
It's written for you to be paying attention. Let's see. Somebody. Oh, this is a follow up. I made fun of Dave Merzen the other day for not knowing Soundgarden.
Right. Remember?
And he says, I'm going to try listening to Soundgarden while I work, but I'm guessing it will be like nails on a chalkboard. Maybe it'll be Nine Inch Nails on a chalkboard, Dave.
That's pretty good.
Nature sound. Somebody says they like that. I can do multiple things at once, drive my stick shift car while eating French fries and drinking a Coke, but not able to type and talk. Oh, can't listen to talk and type. I get that.
Okay.
I do kind of get that. I like silence when I'm working. Definitely need noise. I listen to true crime podcasts while listening to the news politics. It makes me feel hopeless. Okay.
No,
I listen to you in the mornings and then switch to 80s for the rest of the day. I get that. 92.3 and then podcasts, historical true crime, Joe Rogan. Sometimes I sing my own theme music in my head. That's great.
That's good.
I clean my house to Disney music and pretend I'm Cinderella. Oh, I hope you dress up. I hope you dress up. Too many voices in my head to listen to background music. y'all are so much
That's
fun.
Awesome.
That's great. 8:50 on News Radio Pensacola. I'm Andrew McKay. Again, the point of the frivolous topics is to give you something else to think about and talk about and, you know, ask people about and, you know, talk about with your coworkers or your kids or, you know, whatever. Hey, if you're thinking about buying a home and trying to decide or selling. Selling is fine, too, and maybe both, because a lot of times if you sell one, you got to buy one. Maybe you want to buy a second or a third. Maybe you want to buy a vacation rental or a long-term rental or a fixer-upper or, I don't know, the summer home, you know? Whatever it is, okay? Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenrinke Realty can help you with a great perspective. She really is, and she would say this, she is a real estate nerd. And her background in the news kind of gives her the right brain to understand the details, facts, and what's going on, but also then to talk to people and see if from different perspectives and make sure she's not just giving you information, but understanding your needs and making sure that, you know, she's helping you get your needs met. Sometimes that means telling you she thinks it's a bad deal for you, that maybe buying a home isn't the best thing. Moving isn't the best thing for you. And, you know, it's not like she's going to force you, but I mean, she'll give you her honest advice. And how many realtors do you know who will talk you out of buying a home? Well, she would. She has. I know stories she's told me about different situations because she felt like the person that made the most sense to them, and they appreciated that honesty. So if you just need information, you want to get a good, you know, somebody to shepherd you through the process or, you know, ask questions of, that's what her job is. 723-9158 for Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenrinke Realty.
How long could your business function without email? I'm Nathan with Data Revolution, and this is your cybersecurity tip of the month. Three Gulf Coast businesses had their email shut down for 2 days because one employee clicked a spam email link. Be suspicious of any unsolicited email offers, especially if they are too good to be true. Businesses on the Gulf Coast trust Data Revolution for their cybersecurity and communications needs. Visit datarevs.com for more information.
Sometimes I struggle to get to sleep. My body stopped for the day, but my mind is still running. So I take ZzzQuil.
ZzzQuil, the world's number one sleep aid brand, has a range of non-habit-forming products to fit you and your family's needs. Invest in a great night's sleep for the best you tomorrow.
I'm awake and ready to take on anything.
Better days start with ZzzQuil Nights. Explore our products at ZzzQuil.com.
Use as directed. Keep out of reach of children.
Hobbies could be fun and expensive. How about a hobby that was fun and could make you money? Find out today at 10 as Emerald Coast Coins will be on the Pensacola Expert Panel. For years, Emerald Coast Coins has been one of the top-rated businesses in Northwest Florida to buy and sell gold, silver, and the best metal detectors to find treasure. Get more information today on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
the Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
On September 11th, 2001, an operations officer placed a call asking if a crew could be ready to fly. U.S. Naval Aviator Aaron Dimmock answered that call. Working largely in silence, Dimmock defended America. Now he's ready to answer the call yet again. Pro-Trump conservative Aaron Dimmock for Congress. Florida Patriots PAC, paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. FloridaPatriotsPAC.com.
Wrap up your day with all of the national, state, local sports and entertainment news with Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Here on News Radio Pensacola. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. We've got events coming up, lots of events coming up, including the Blackwater Pirates putting on the Great Milltown Duck Race in Milton July 4th. That's tomorrow, by the way. Still hard. It snuck up on me this year. I don't know why, but it sure did. 5,000 rubber ducks get dropped off the bridge. The first one down to the finish line wins $1,500. So that's always a fun time. 5 o'clock tomorrow on 4th July in Milton. John Pickens got traffic on the fives. John?
Well, that's right. Not seeing any accidents to let you know about I-10, I-110 flowing smoothly. Even Highway 29 looking good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the five.
Thanks so much, John. This is kind of an interesting thing. The Navy had a, we'll call it a secret drone program. I mean, not that they had drones was secret, but that the kind of drones that, and Air Force too. Everybody's right. Kind of, you know, this is new technology. We don't want to let everybody know about it. So the Air Force has now, they're kind of admitting something that got disclosed a little bit accidentally. The Ultra Long Endurance Tactical Reconnaissance Aircraft, Ultra. That's a great, that's so much. I mean, listen, Predator and Reaper are great names for drones.
Oh, yeah.
But Ultra's pretty good.
Ultra.
It had been in the shadows, kind of nobody had been talking about it until CENTCOM in May inadvertently put it in a photo of the Al Dhafra Air Base in the UAE. Oh, yeah.
Oops.
That's a super secret drone. Anyway.
You saw nothing.
This is a really interesting story, though, because these drones are, they're wicked cool, man, and I don't really use Boston an awful lot.
No.
Four of them, the 2025 budget request is asked to buy four of them for $35 million, so they're fairly cheap by comparison with other drones, like a Reaper, an MQ-9 is $30 million a pop?
Whoa.
Oh, yeah, they're very expensive.
I was complaining about my drone at $200.
Oh, no, the modern drones are very, very expensive. Yeah, and very capable, obviously. But if you can buy four for $35 million, that's, yeah, you know, that's eight and a half a piece, right?
That's a deal.
Here's why they're so interesting. Department of Defense Small Business Innovation Research Program, SBIR, which I think the idea of this is try to find the non-big defense contractors to build you stuff and see what they come up with.
Right.
And in this case, this company went to basically off-the-shelf parts, including a glider that it repurposed, a manned commercial sport glider that it turned into a military drone. And if you look at it, that's what it looks like. It looks like a former glider. It's a single. What they found is that the Reaper is great, but the Reaper is a strike aircraft. They don't need to strike very often. They just need to surveil a lot.
Right.
So surveillance is a lot cheaper to build than strike capability, right? You don't have to carry weapons. You don't have to have all of that ability. And so they basically said, look, we don't need a Ferrari. We can buy a pickup truck. Can you build us a pickup truck?
Mm-hmm.
So this company built them a pickup truck real cheap. It can stay in the air for 80 hours.
80?
80 hours.
Gas or electric?
Past 3 days.
I guess it's electric.
It says refueling, so I'm going to guess gas, yeah. But I don't know. It can carry payload up to 400 pounds.
Wow.
So it can still deliver on target. So it's operating at a fraction of the price. And one of the other advantages is not just that it can stay up in the air, but that means you can launch a drone from Italy,
mm-hmm.
and, you know, half of its time in the air, 40 hours later, it can be running over Africa.
Wow.
So you don't have to launch it in Africa.
Right.
Or you could launch it theoretically from an airbase, you know, somewhere east of there, let's say, and you could surveil any battle space you want or any potential space you want, right? That wouldn't.
Right.
So very interesting technology. And again, less expensive than the current ones and pretty impressive.
Interesting.
Especially for these upcoming urgent areas like Indo-PACOM, Indo-Pacific Command, where you have the tyranny of distance between bases that are thousands of miles away, hundreds or thousands of miles away. Most airplanes and assets aren't useful as an asset like this is because it's powerful for distance flying in theaters where there's long-range areas from base to target.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, or islands. I mean, I think it's a fascinating story about innovation, American ingenuity, and, you know, trying to buy small instead of trying to buy big. And, you know, the Air Force is successfully doing this, or so it looks like. 8:59 on News Radio Pensacola. The stripper is suing the state, Serenity Bushy, not kidding, to be able to pole dance at 19 years old. Will she win her case?
Yes.
She will win her case because nudity is erotic communication.
Local news every hour.
First Amendment,
breaking news when it matters most.